Ja, herzlich willkommen wieder zum Private Investor Relations Podcast auf audio.ct.at. Mein Name ist Christian Drastil und dieser Kanal ist presented by Zira, EY und Wikifolio mit dem investierbaren Austria 30 Private Investor Relations Portfolio. Diesmal eine Sonderfolge in englischer Sprache. Ich bemühe mich, weil meine KI-Stimme auch auf Englisch trainiert werden soll. Und da lese ich jetzt unser 21st Austria Weekly aus der Vorwoche kurz einmal ein. ATX in week 17 after last week's highs lower. AT&S again gained 15.11%. News came from Andritz, Strabag, BAWAG, A1, Telekom Austria, Marino Made, Telekom Austria, Agrana and Asta Energy. Andritz. Mercury NZ Limited has selected International Technology Group Andritz to supply 9 new turbines and 13 new generators for a major upgrade of the Meritiai, Atamuri and Ahakuri hydro stations in New Zealand. The refurbishment project will support a reliable electricity supply and significantly increase the plant's power generation capacity, strengthening New Zealand's renewable energy systems. The order has a value in the lower three-digit million euro range and will be included in Andritz's order intake for the first quarter of 2026. Mercury's generation assets produced electricity from 100% renewable sources, equating to nearly 20% of New Zealand's annual electricity. New Zealand already generates around 85% to 90% of its electricity from renewable sources and is on track to reach 98% renewable electricity by 2030. Strabag. Westbahn has extended its existing contract with Strabag Property and Facility Service Austria, Strabag PFS, and has now also commissioned the service provider to handle the cleaning for the new expansion on the Southern Railway between Vienna and Villach. The services include cleaning the 22 train sets on the expanding network 365 nights a year. The encompasses nightly interior cleaning of all carriages, windshield cleaning and as needed interim cleaning at the respective stations during normal operations. The company will also undertake specialized cleaning tasks, in particular the professional removal of graffiti. BAWAG. BAWAG Group reported net profit of 232 million euros in the first quarter with earnings per share of 3 euros and pre-provision profit increasing by 3% quarter over quarter to 391 million euros. Net interest income amounted to 480 million euros in the first quarter of 2026, increasing by 8% compared to the first quarter of 2025, supported by acquisitions and the changing asset mix. Net fee and commission income rose to 99 million euros, up 11% year over year, reflecting continued organic growth as well as contributions from acquisitions. ROTCE of 27.6% remained well above BAWAG's through the cycle target of over 20%, underpinned by disciplined capital allocation and further synergy gains. As the integration of NAB is largely complete and the integration of Easybank in Germany continues to progress. A1 Telekom Austria Group has presented its figures for the first quarter. Revenue increased by 3.9% to 1.366 billion. The company emphasizes that strong growth in service revenues in Central and Eastern Europe plus 11.5% offset the decline in Austria. EBITDA improved by 4.6% to 500 million and EBIT by 7.5% to 197 million. The forecast of total revenue growth of 2 to 3% compared to the previous year is confirmed for 2026. Capital expenditures, CapEx, excluding frequencies and M&A, are expected to amount of approximately 750 million euro according to the company. Marinomed Biotech, a healthcare-focused innovator committed to improving patient outcomes, announced its strategic entry into the compounding business. The company anticipates that several customers will commission services based on the Marinosolv technology in the short to medium term. First, revenues are expected in Q4 2026 or the beginning of 2027. The company plans to cover its operating costs from its service business. This expansion of its capabilities to deliver customized solutions based on its Marinosolv technology, tailored to the evolving needs of customers and partners, positions the company to meet growing global demand for customized medicines tailored to individual patient needs, physician preferences, and unmet therapeutic requirements. By using Marinosolv technology, Marinomed will leverage capabilities that allow pharmacies a reproducible and standardized process for producing compounded products effectively. Macrano. Following approval from the International Antitrust Authorities at the end of March, the food and industrial group Agrana has now closed the acquisition of Mercator Ember in Slovenia and assumed management of the production activities. This is the first time that Agrana has operated a production facility in Slovenia. The site is located about 30 kilometers southwest of Ljubljana, employs around 100 people staff, and generates annual revenues of approximately 30 million euros. Ember is among Slovenia's leading food producers for out-of-home caterers, food service, food processors, and retailers, and is also renowned for its expertise in the production of cacao instant products, syrups, and dessert toppings. These products are primarily shipped to Central, Southern, and Eastern Europe. Asta Energy Solutions, a global vertically integrated producer of high-performance copper-based solutions, which are embedded in the heart of modern energy systems powering mid-to-high-voltage transformers, industrial generators, and the expanding network of data centers, today announced its consolidated full year 2025. Results. Net sales reached 695.8 million euros, whereby net value sales increased to 146.5 million euros. Supported by sustained demand in Asta's core markets within the global transformer and generator industry. Net income grew to 30.1 million euros. Including a positive euro 4 million one-off effect, supported by higher profitability and a significantly improved financial result. So this is very difficult for me to speak. Let's read it every week in the 21st Austria Weekly, issued every Saturday and presented by Novomatic and Wirtschaftskammer Österreich. So, das war die Leseprobe und das ist durchaus anstrengend, wie man dieses PDF lesen kann. Und da ist es, glaube ich, einfacher als mir zuzuhören. Das ist in den Shownotes verlinkt. Tschüss, tschüss.